Our story this week is about a boy called Joseph. It's not fair. Joseph's dad's favourite. That's what Joseph's big brothers thought. They were sure that their father liked Joseph best. I suppose in some ways they were right, because Joseph was the baby of the family, and new babies aren't much good at hunting or watching sheep, and mostly they just roll around and cry a lot, and you have to do everything for them. So when baby Joseph came along, of course, Jacob, his dad, spent a lot of time with him. And anyway, babies are cute. But Joseph's brothers didn't like it, and they didn't like Joseph, and they were jealous. Now, as Joseph got older, they picked on him, and when their dad wasn't looking, they bossed little Joseph about. When Joseph was old enough, he went to work out in the fields with his brothers, watching over the sheep. Joseph was about 17 now, but his brothers still didn't like him. He really didn't help things much that when one day Joseph, his dad, gave Joseph a new coat. Oh, it was the most wonderful coat. It had long sleeves and it was made of many different colours. Joseph was so proud. He wore his new coat everywhere he went. Well, that did it. Now Joseph's brothers were sure their father loved Joseph best. Then, one night, Joseph had a dream. And the next morning, when he was having breakfast, they were all sitting down. I'm not sure whether they were eating for breakfast. I don't think it was Rice Krispies or sugar puffs, more like sort of goat's milk and cheese. But Joseph said, "Oh, I had a wonderful dream last night. I dreamt that we were all out in the field, bundling up our wheat together into sheaves, and all of a sudden, my sheath stood up all on its own, and then all of your sheaths made a circle around mine and bowed down." "Yeah, right," said Reuben as he reached over and finished Joseph's cup of goat's milk. "Hey, cut that out," said Joseph. "Make me, you dreamer. You think you're going to be the boss over us." And all the other brothers laughed and poked at Joseph. That night, Joseph had another dream. The next morning at breakfast, he told his brothers his new dream. "Last night, I dreamt the sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me." Poor Joseph didn't know what to do. He told his dream to his father, and even his father had enough of his nonsense. "You think your mother and brothers and I are going to bow down and worship you? Good gracious, young man." One day, Joseph's 10 older brothers were out in the pastures tending their sheep, and Jacob wanted to know how they were, and so he sent Joseph out to find them. He wanted to check on them because he cared about all his children and he wanted to make sure that they were all safe. So Joseph set off. He was still a way away when the colour of his coat, shining in the bright sun, caught the eye of his older brother Levi. "Oh, bother, here comes that dreamer Joseph in his fancy schmancy coat. Now's our chance," one of the other brothers said. "Let's get rid of him and his dreams once and for all. Let's kill him and throw his body into this pit. We can say a wild animal ate him. There is no one around. Father's far away. Who'll ever know?" They thought no one could see them, and they thought that they'd get away with it. But they were wrong. Someone could see them. God saw everything. "Great plan," one brother said to the other. "Good idea. Let's do it." But something inside the heart of the oldest brother, Reuben, told him that he should be looking out for his little brother, not looking to kill him. And so he said, "No, let's just throw him in the pit and teach him a lesson." Secretly, he was planning to come back later and rescue Joseph. So when Joseph got near enough, they grabbed him and they ripped off his fancy coat and they threw him into the hole in the ground. Oh, he must have felt so alone. His brothers hated him. His father was far away. But he wasn't alone. God was with him, even in that deep, dark pit. Just then some traders came riding by. Their camels were loaded with things to sell in Egypt, and that gave Judah an idea. "Hey guys," Judah said, "let's be traders too. We can sell Joseph. That way we can get rid of him and make some money on the deal." And so that's just what they did. Eventually, the travelling merchants arrived in Egypt. Now, I suppose they could have sold Joseph to just any old Egyptian. But instead, God had something else in mind. And they sold Joseph to a man named Potiphar. Now, Potiphar just happened to be a very important person in the court of the Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh is the king of all of Egypt. Potiphar wasn't just any old officer. He was the captain of the palace guard, and he was a big cheese as far as the Egyptians were concerned. So Joseph found himself in a rather important place. Everything Joseph did for his master turned out well, really well. His master Potiphar said to himself, "Why don't I just let Joseph run everything, and then everything will turn out well? And all I'll have to worry about is what I'm going to eat for me dinner." And even then, trouble, though, was just around the corner. Joseph, you see, was a handsome and rather strong. And if he was alive today, you'd probably see his picture in a Hello or OK magazine. And Potiphar's wife also saw how strong and handsome he was. One day she came up to Joseph and said, "Kiss me." "Ah, no one's looking." "I can't do that," said Joseph. "You're married." But Potiphar's wife would not give up. Day after day, she secretly grabbed him and tried to kiss him. But Joseph always said no. She became very angry that Joseph wouldn't kiss her. So one night, she said to her husband, "Joseph, your servant, has tried to kiss me." Now, Potiphar was furious. He called for his servants at once. That very night, they broke into Joseph's room, dragged him out of bed, and threw him into the cold, dark prison cell. Things looked pretty terrible for Joseph again. And maybe that night, Joseph, sitting in his cell, shivering and scared, maybe he sat there with his head in his hands, wondering why all this was happening. "Oh God, where did you go?" he might have cried. If only he could see the amazing things that God had planned. But he couldn't just then, for now all he could do was trust in God, because God was with him. But oh boy, it sure didn't feel like it. But that's how it is. Even in the darkest times, God is still with us. And even when it seems that everything is going wrong, God has a plan. So make sure you listen next week and find out what happens to Joseph and what the wonderful plan was that God had for Joseph's life.